क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Cat Skin, written by Flora Annie Steele. Once upon a time, there lived a gentleman who owned fine lands and houses. He wanted to have a son to be heir to them. So when his wife gave birth to a daughter, he said, "Let me never see her face." So she grew up to be a beautiful girl, though her father never set eyes on her, till she was 18 years old and was ready to be married. Then her father said roughly, "She shall marry the first that comes for her." Now when this became known, who should come along and be first but an old man? So she didn't know what to do and went to the hen wife and asked her advice. The hen wife said, "Say you will not marry him unless they give you a coat of silver cloth." Well, they gave her a coat of silver cloth, but she wouldn't marry him for all that. But went again to the hen wife, who said, "Say you will not marry him unless they give you a coat of beaten gold." Well, they gave her a coat of beaten gold, but still she would not marry the old man. She went again to the hen wife, who said, "Say you will not marry him unless they give you a coat made of the feathers of all the birds of the air." So they sent out a man with a great heap of peas, and the man cried to all the birds of the air, "Each bird take a pea and put down a feather." And they took all the feathers and made a coat of them and gave it to her. But still she would not marry the old man, but asked the hen wife once again what she was to do. And the hen wife said, "Say they must first make you a coat of cat skin." Then they made her a coat of cat skin, and she put it on and tied up her other coats into a bundle, and when it was night time, ran away with it into the woods. Now she went along till at the end of the forest, where she saw a fine castle. Then she hid her fine dresses by a crystal waterfall and went up to the castle gates and asked for work. The lady of the castle saw her and told her, "I am sorry, I have no better place, but if you like, you may be our kitchen servant." So down she went into the kitchen, and they called her Catskin because of her dress. But the cook was very cruel to her, and she led sad life. Soon after that, it happened that the young lord of the castle came home, and there was to be a grand party in honor of the occasion. And when they were speaking about it among the servants, "Dear Mrs. Cook," said Catskin, "shall I go to the party?"
"What, you dirty girl," said the cook, "you go among all the fine lords and ladies with your filthy catskin?
A fine figure you'd cut." And with that, she took a basin of water and dashed it into Catskin's face. But Catskin only shook her ears and said nothing. Now, when the day of the party arrived, Catskin slipped out of the house and went to the edge of the forest, where she had hidden her dresses. Then she bathed herself in a crystal waterfall and put on her coat of silver cloth and hastened away to the ball. As soon as she entered, all were amazed by her beauty and grace, while the young lord at once lost his heart to her. He asked her to be his partner for the first dance, and he would dance with none other the livelong night. When it came to parting time, the young lord said, "Please tell me where you live." But Catskin curtsied and said, "Kind sir, if the truth I must tell, at the sign of the basin of water I dwell." Then she flew from the castle and donned her catskin robe again, and slipped into the kitchen, unbeknown to the cook. The young lord went the very next day and searched for the sign of the basin of water, but he could not find it. So he went to his mother, the lady of the castle, and declared he would wed none other but the lady of the silver dress, and would never rest till he had found her. So another party was soon arranged in hopes that the beautiful girl would appear again. So the catskin said to the cook, "Dear Mrs. Cook, shall I go to the party?" The cook screamed out in a rage, "What, you? You dirty girl? You would cut a fine figure among all the fine lords and ladies." And with that, she up with the ladle and broke it across Catskin's back. But Catskin only shook her ears and ran off to the forest, where, first of all, she bathed, and then she put on her coat of beaten gold, and off she went to the ballroom. As soon as she entered, all eyes were upon her, and the young lord at once recognized her as the Lady of the Basin of Water, claimed her hand for the first dance, and did not leave her till the last. When that came, he again asked her where she lived. But all that she would say was, "Kind sir, if the truth I must tell, at the sign of the broken ladle I dwell." And with that, she curtsied and flew from the ball. Off with her golden robe, on with her catskin, and into the kitchen without the cook's knowing. Next day, when the young lord could not find where the sign of the broken ladle was, he begged his mother to have another grand party, so that he might meet the beautiful maid once more. Then Catskin said to the cook, "Oh, how I wish I could go to the party." The cook called out, "A fine figure you'd cut," and broke the skimmer across her head. But Catskin only shook her ears and went off to the forest, where she first bathed in the crystal spring and then donned her coat of feathers, and so off to the party room. When she entered, everyone was surprised at so beautiful a face and form dressed in so rich and rare a dress. But the young lord at once recognized his beautiful sweetheart and would dance with none but her the whole evening. When the ball came to an end, he pressed her to tell him where she lived. But all she would answer was, "Kind sir, if the truth I must tell, at the sign of the broken skimmer I dwell." And with that, she curtsied and was off to the forest. But this time, the young lord followed her and watched her change her fine dress of feathers for her catskin dress. And then he knew her for his own kitchen servant. Next day, he went to his mother and told her that he wished to marry the kitchen servant, Catskin. "Never," said the lady of the castle, "never so long as I live." Well, the young lord was so grieved that he took to his bed and was very ill indeed. The doctor tried to cure him, but he would not take any medicine unless from the hands of Catskin. At last, the doctor went to the mother and said that her son would die if she did not consent to his marriage with Catskin. So she had to give way. Then she summoned Catskin to her, and Catskin put on her coat of beaten gold before she went to see the lady. And she, of course, was overcome at once, and was only too glad to wed her son to so beautiful a maid. So they were married, and they lived happily ever after.